No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Welcome to the 12th Man Rising Podcast, part of the Fansided Podcast Network. Here's your hosts, Lee Vowell and Todd Vandenberg.
And I think we're up. I think we're live. We've been in a cave for 2 months. I haven't done a show in 2 months because of FCC regulations. They completely shut us down. That's a lie. I'm lying to you. I'm Lee. With me,
I'm also Lee.
Is Ryan Reynolds. Ryan, let's start here. Wrexham.
I can't do a Ryan Reynolds voice. Everybody can do a Ryan. Yeah, just all you have to do is make your voice a little higher, but I can't really do it. I can sound Canadian, well, though, because he doesn't really sound Canadian.
You live in Canada now, so I don't know why I got hyped. You live in Canada now, Todd. It seems like you should just naturally be able to do that.
You should be able to be like the internet. But he's not the internet daddy, right? Because we all know that's the Spaniard. But
Carlos Alcaraz?
Yeah.
Rafael Nadal? Who is the
Spaniard? He's the Spaniard, but he's not the daddy. It's like, why is Pascal the internet daddy? I don't get that. Why did they decide he's the daddy?
Let me ask you this.
He's not a Spaniard anyway. I think he's from Jersey.
I can't. I can't remember if I've asked you this before, but have you watched The Bear?
I still have not watched The Bear. You have asked me that? Yes, I have still not watched The Bear. Yes, okay. And that is the response you gave me last time. It was like, it's the same response my daughter gives me when I say, you know, so Lee said, and then I say, you know, my friend Lee. And I love to do that because every time, no matter how long it's been since I've said that, her response is always,
this is a Seahawks show. We'll get to that, maybe.
Yes.
So The Bear, season three.
That was Ryan Reynolds right there.
Yes. Season three just finished, The Bear. I will say this. It's, we've spoken at length on previous podcasts about shows. It's a great show. Phenomenal show. Hands down. Phenomenal show. It's worthy of all the Emmy nominations it's gotten. It's not necessarily my favorite show ever. It's a very good show.
Thank you very much, because we know what your favorite show ever is. We know two.
Bugs Bunny.
Mm. Okay, so.
But The Bear is
the Andy Madman show. Anyway, yes.
The people that rewatch The Bear will see things that they didn't know they would see before.
I love shows like that.
The Bear is the best conceived, well thought out show I have ever seen.
Best conceived? Because is that like J.D. Vance? Because he is the best conceived person.
They
ever.
Will show you something in season two that you don't know you're going to see in season three, mm-hmm. but they already have a slot for it in season three. and it could just be a few seconds long, and you're like, wait a minute. It is so phenomenally written and well acted, obviously, but there's great shows out there, but I have never seen a show that multiple times will do something in season one and then show you something in season three that is that you look back on season one, that season one is showing you as almost like a preview of what you're going to, that's how well thought out it is. It's like, they already know what they're going to do two seasons away.
By the way, that is the reaction of Geno Smith every time he sees Jake Bobo hit the red zone. He goes,
Well, he can't overthrow Bobo, right? And thank you for that segue. I'm glad you got us back on track.
Apparently you cannot. And you also can't overthrow DK Metcalf as long as certain defenders aren't on him. It's been an interesting camp so far.
Certain defenders like Trey Brown?
Certain defenders like almost everybody at this point, which is, we'll talk about it. I guess we have to talk about it because it's the
Seahawks.
Talk about
it right now. Or is it the Seahawks? Yeah, we can do whatever. I guess we gotta, what are we going to talk about? What else are we going to talk about? Are you drinking a beer?
I have no
alcohol in front of me. What are you drinking?
What?
Because we're doing this late in the day. I'm a morning drinker. So if it gets to be 7 p.m.,
yeah, but
my buzz is already worn off from the 10 a.m. time. That's healthy,
it is. I'm drinking a Cowbell Brewing Company Bobcat Root Ale brewed in your home county of Blythe, Ontario.
Is it my home county?
It is. Well, if you hurry up and move here, yeah. I don't know what Blythe is.
Depends on what's going to happen in November.
Very true.
We don't know. We watched John Oliver's show, right? And we watch The Daily Show, Jon Stewart episodes. And I'll watch Bill Maher. I've lost a little bit of likeness for Bill Maher just for whatever reason.
Same. Because he's become an asshole, maybe? Or more of an asshole.
True. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. And both, especially with John Oliver, they both were like, this happened, and I think it was Trump had gotten shot. And we're not making fun of that for anybody listening. But Trump had gotten shot, and then this. And they were like, we're recording this on Saturday. We have no idea what's going to happen the next day. And literally the next day is when Biden dropped out. And it was just like, that's insane how fast. I mean, it's partly due to social media, right? Because it sped literally everything up. So we don't have an attention span anymore, which is good for Kamala Harris.
It is.
Because when it gets to be the election in November, 4 months ago is going to seem like forever. It's like, oh, Kamala's been running forever. We're almost bored with her running.
4 days is almost forever. Yeah. I mean, like, literally, I haven't looked at the numbers in the past 2 days. Last I checked, so first they made a big deal. Oh, my God, she had the biggest one-day haul of any political campaign ever. It was $82 million. And then a few more hours went by, and it was $100 million. A few days later, it was $200 million. I don't know. And, you know, it's gross in a way to talk about it. But unfortunately, political campaigns in the United States are fueled by money. And you got to have money if you want to win. But to the larger point, a lot of those are smaller donations, like $25. Here you go. And that points to the groundswell. I think she had, again, this is 2 days ago, she had 160,000 people sign up to volunteer. Granted, 120,000 were probably Russian bots, but still, I mean, it's amazing how the Democratic campaign has been energized, which shows exactly why Biden had to say, okay, I'm done. I'm sorry that he had to do that, because he obviously would be a much better president than, I don't know, a felon, a guy who, as among the several things he can't do as a convicted felon, would be to serve in the U.S. military. Yet he's would be the commander in chief again. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
He would never do that anyway.
Yeah, but of course, it's like, there's so much to unpack here, right?
Yeah. But it's a whole different.
Yeah.
I think the bottom line, honestly, here is that all these people are working for Mike McDonald now, which is just incredible.
Clearly.
I think you've got Trump doing, I don't know, whatever.
The last thing, I'll try to make this the last thing I say about Biden is he would have done a better job, and whether you would agree on that or not, whatever. I think what we all can agree on is that he had become much less likely. He didn't become unelectable, but he became much less likely to be elected. And it doesn't matter how good a job you're going to do as the president if you can't get elected. And the base has absolutely done a 180, or as people used to say, they did a 360. Like, it's not the Olympics, bro. So,
well, yeah, the base is to be fair, in this day and age, we probably could do a 360.
Well, they might. They might do a 720 or an 8, whatever it would be. Probably will in the next 24 hours.
14.
Because it's been, thank you.
14.
It's been absolutely.
Just cheated 1480. I'm sorry.
It's been pretty wild.
1440 something. I don't know. Yeah. So,
Mike McDonald.
Dewey Brother.
Exactly. So, I was just going to say, lead singer, one of the lead singers of one of my 17th favorite groups of all time, the Doobie Brothers.
Are they really, you really like them?
Nah.
You really like them? It's our show for tonight, folks. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't remember when we were on that podcast.
It's Always Sunny. That's straight out of It's Always Sunny.
I think McElhaney has a cameo. In Deadpool and Wolverine. What's that?
I'm pretty sure everybody has a cameo in Deadpool. You know, I'm desperately trying not to read anything about it because so many people are publishing articles with spoilers in the headline. Please don't do that. If you're going to write an article about, you won't believe who's in it, don't put their name in the freaking headline, you jerk.
Yeah,
like, oh my God,
that's stupid.
At this point, I know three people who are supposed to be big surprises just because I committed the cardinal sin of actually loading Google News.
Like, well, don't tell me if Ryan Reynolds is in it.
Actually, I think she's one of the few people who's not in it.
That would be funny.
That'd be awesome if he wasn't, right? It's like,
that's true.
It's not Ryan Reynolds.
It's
Jay Farrow doing an amazing impression of Ryan Reynolds, and he probably could.
It's funny. It's Ryan Gosling doing Ryan Reynolds. It's the Ryans. Never actually realized their first names are Ryan. You know what else is? This is a spoiler. Geno Smith is going to be QB1.
Weren't they both Speaker of the House at one point? I think they were. You know
that
what?
Awesome.
That is a spoiler for sure. That Geno Smith, the guy that so many alleged 12s, and I say alleged because you ain't paying attention to the games if you think he wasn't QB1 last year, and some of them don't. Yeah, he
can I interrupt you for a second? I don't know how many people are probably just thinking I'm copying, pasting this, but I don't know how many times I have written in the last 2 or 3 months. Geno Smith, you know, a lot of 12s don't like Geno Smith, and yet guy led the NFC in touchdown passes in 2022, as well as the NFL on completion percentage. And then last year, he led the NFL in game-winning drives and fourth-quarter comebacks, and he was seventh in completion percentage and yards in fourth quarters alone of any of quarterbacks who threw over 100 passes in the fourth quarter, and there were 22 quarterbacks. So it wasn't like six quarterbacks. The guy's a good quarterback.
And then, of course, the comeback is like, why wouldn't he doing that? It's like, do you want to? Which would you rather have? Would you rather have a quarterback who starts fast and then fades and doesn't do crap when you need him to, would you rather have a guy who's
doesn't have the ball? The offense doesn't have the ball. The defense is already always on the field. What is he supposed to do? He's just got to keep the game close.
Right? Exactly.
Like he can't win as Pete used to say, you can't win the game in the first quarter. Can't win it in the second quarter. You can win it in the fourth.
When do you win the game? When do you win the game? Right.
The point is, I guess if Geno Smith's not the quarterback last year, they win five games.
And do yet they?
There's people.
I don't know.
But maybe not.
I don't think they win five games. Honestly, I don't.
It's but just, anyway, I mean, people
have a right to be one. Clearly.
Yeah, people have a right to not like Geno Smith. It's fine for whatever I feel like they're racially motivated in a lot of ways, unfortunately. And sadly, sorry if that upsets people who are listening to this, but I can't. I mean, Russell Wilson was African American as well, so people loved, but they didn't love Russ at the end. There were several seasons when they didn't love Russ.
Very true.
But Geno just has a different.
I think those same people said it's like, oh, Russ is just a caretaker. It's like he didn't really the deep. And there's some truth to that, right? Right.
He's not winning the Super Bowl. I mean, he doesn't win the Super Bowl. The defense wins the Super Bowl. He's a big part of it.
We saw he didn't win the Super Bowl, but let's not talk about that. but yeah, it's you're not paying attention to what's going on if you think Geno Smith is not a good quarterback. No one is saying he's the best quarterback ever, but you don't have to be the best quarterback ever. A lot of the people who some would say were the best quarterbacks ever or one of the best don't have any Super Bowl rings to show for it.
No.
You know, it's like John Elway is like, he's got Super Bowl rings, but it's not because John Elway. It wasn't John Elway when they finally won the Super Bowl rings. It was like
it was John Elway handing off.
Exactly.
There was.
I mean, Jim Kelly. Jim Kelly's a pretty damn good quarterback. How many rings does he have? Zero. Yeah,
same as
you. Have to be. Exactly. And I wasn't even going to mention him because, you know, because
contractually, we have to.
Yeah. It hurts so much. Plus the fact that, as someone pointed out, a certain quarterback who now plays for the Miami Dolphins has a current contract which will pay him more annually than Dan Marino made in his entire career. And it's like, yeah, well, it's different times. It's just how it
is. You can blame Biden for the inflation. Okay.
Clearly.
I mean – Geno Smith is fan-sided NFL Spin Zone at fan-sided, who we work for, right? They had a writer there. I won't name his name. His first name's Lou.
Well, you work for him. I'm more of a dilettante.
Well, I guess I don't. Well, we get paid. We get paid money from them.
We get paid. Yeah, we get paid by him. We get
$4 for this podcast. So it's true.
You love talking about that, and it's true, which is funny.
It's true.
Anyway.
Because it's funny and true. But
it's funny and true.
Lou had put out this article in early July ranking the
quarterback. Lou Grant? Oh, my God. I didn't know he worked for FanSided.
Yeah, maybe. It wouldn't have been this bad if he had. But he ranked the quarterback rooms in the NFL. And not just the starters, but the backups and the starters, right?
Yeah.
Right. Guess where Lou had the Seahawks ranked among NFL quarterback rooms?
29,
exactly.
I did it again. I honestly have not. It's like the age thing, right? It's got to be within two. Honestly, I'm not surprised. That's stupid. But I'm not surprised because of the way you set it up. It's like, seriously? 29?
Yeah,
if they had nobody else, Geno Smith would put him in the top half.
Yeah, exactly. And
if I were 2 and 3, it would still be in the top half of the league.
Exactly. Yeah, 100%. And the write-up wasn't a huge part about the Seahawks, but it was the same thing you see for every article that's anti-Geno, basically, which is no stats. There's no statistics to back up what they're trying to say. They just basically say Geno Smith. It's almost like they infer that, oh, yeah, everybody thinks Geno is a bad quarterback. No. They don't, because he's not a bad quarterback. And if you're going to say he is, show me statistically why he is.
Show why.
Yeah. He was 7th in total QBR in 2022 in the league, 15th last year, middle of the pack, but still top half of the league. There's nothing you can show about Geno Smith, not his interception percentage, which was lower than Patrick Mahomes last year. There's nothing you can show about Geno Smith that says this guy isn't a good quarterback. He is not the best quarterback. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not top five quarterback, but he is a top half of the league quarterback, and he's going to help the team win games.
The problem is the defense. It's like the offense was okay. It wasn't great, but offense wasn't.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. you shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ranked, like, in the very bottom of the league. The offense, pretty sure Geno Smith's job was not to stop running the running game of the other team,
no,
right?
No, it was like, just a mess, and it wasn't his fault.
Yeah, absolutely not his fault.
I really don't know what people are – I don't know what they're – is he the greatest quarterback in franchise history? No, he's not. Russell Wilson is. He's not. I mean, he could be top five, to be honest, when he's done, if he plays another couple of years. Just because the Seahawks have,
absolutely.
The Seahawks have been lucky, right? They've had a quarterback who Hasselbeck was there for a long time. Wilson was there for a long time. Zorn and Craig. I mean, they've had quarterbacks who have stuck with the team for a long time, and when the years they haven't, they kind of were flameouts. So they only played for a couple of years. I mean, Seneca Wallace, right? He was a starter, but.
Right.
But there's only a handful of quarterbacks who have really stuck around for a while.
But based on his – but if you look at per season performance, Wilson's better. Hasselbeck's better. Is there anybody else better? Probably not.
I think Craig – well, I mean, it's a different game as we know. But I think Dave Craig is probably better. It's so weird because, you know, you throw as
it's so
26 good. Touchdown passes and 28 interceptions. Oh, you could make the Pro Bowl. Now it's like you throw 28 interceptions and you're out of the league. But there's nothing that Geno Smith is doing that's like, oh my gosh, he can't replicate this. Of course he can. Yeah. He's a good quarterback. And that's the thing I don't understand. It's like some people were hoping there'd be a quarterback controversy and there's not.
Right,
One is a good reason. Yeah, Smith's looked really good. Hal has looked terrible, which is not what you need.
Although he's bounced back since they put the pads on.
He is no PJ Walker, sir.
He is no PJ. And that's the thing. It's like, PJ Walker's not exactly terrible, and he's their third quarterback. How can you rate the room, the quarterback squad, that low when
– Yeah.
Actually, I would rather have Howell than some of the guys that are starting for other teams.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, for sure. There's a clip that maybe Brady Henderson put out or whatever on Twitter, X, whatever it's called. And it's just the quarterbacks rotating and throwing passes, and it goes Smith, Howell, Walker. And each throws a couple of passes. Well, when Smith throws his passes, it looks like they're tight ends that they're throwing it to, and they're doing crossing patterns. So, and they're going from the quarterbacks right to the left. So when Smith throws his two passes, they're on point. They're leading the receiver. Hal gets up there. He throws it. One receiver has to slow down to catch the ball. The other one is in a weird shoulder area. So neither pass. Then Walker gets up there. And again, I'm not saying Walker is better than Howell, but this is training camp. Walker gets up there and he looks more like Geno Smith. Then how? No, the receivers aren't slowing down.
That's throwing racist, it with speed and velocity. That's racist. That's racist to say he looks more like Geno.
Well,
yeah, I mean, but honestly, it's like I'm when they signed Walker, I was really happy. Hopefully we never see him, right? Because if we see him, your first two quarterbacks went down. That's not good. And if
that's if Walker sticks on the team, because it's probably only going to keep two quarterbacks. So I don't know what's going to. Well, right. Who knows what they'll do?
Yeah.
There's a new sheriff in town.
And there's new rules too. Anyway, to say that the 29. I mean,
they could keep three quarterbacks, but then they lose another position.
Yeah. Well, because of the new rules, like you can keep a third quarterback and blah 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 blah.
But they're really active. Yeah. I mean, they're not really on. They're not active, you know, I mean, they're kind of like practice squad players, and he's not going to make it to. I don't think he'll make it to the practice squad.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I would think he would get snapped. I mean, anyway,
he's no Holden Ahlers.
True. He is no Holden Ahlers. 29th. That's so stupid. Honest to God.
29th. Yeah.
Anyway.
And again, it's just like it's Geno hate. It's like, oh, Geno Smith is not a good quarterback. Well, is he really?
Right.
Is he the 29th? How? And then you've got Sam Howell, who started all season last year and through. Sam Howell is not the 29th, as you pointed out, is not the 29th worst. That's just bias towards the Seahawks. There's no other way around it.
No, there's not. Which is bizarre, but that's just how it is sometimes.
Yeah. But so we got training camp going on, and Draymond Jones is injured with a hamstring. Hopefully he'll be back. Byron Murphy. Byron Murphy. I mean, is there really any point in playing those guys? I mean, Byron Murphy needs to play, but Draymond Jones, like, they need to get reps, but they'll do that anyway. They got a month. But Byron Murphy.
I would say they need to get reps just because of what McDonald's asking these guys to do. He's asking them to do a lot, right? They don't need to get a lot of reps. They don't need a lot of reps for sure. But I mean, they do. I mean, Jones needs to get reps at the things that are new for him.
Yeah, I'm not saying he should sit out the entire month.
But, no. But, and he doesn't need to.
Yeah. Because, it gets three preseason. I don't know how they'll do it this year because McDonald might want to do it a completely different way. But, there's no reason risking any of the top end guy. I mean, if Devin Witherspoon doesn't play, because it's not like they're going to go out there and the preseason games and this is what our defense. And I have a feeling that some 12s out there are going to be like, well, the defense doesn't look any different because that's this preseason game. They're not going to show you anything. Neither team schemes against the other. They're not putting their whole plan in place. If they did, that's stupid because you're just giving the
week one opponent.
Yeah, here's the film you need. So if Devin Witherspoon didn't play in any of the preseason games, fine. The guy's a baller. We know he's going to be great when the season starts.
Right.
But Byron Murphy has looked excellent, thankfully. Charles Cross seems like he's done extremely well and taken another leap, and maybe it's just because they have a new offensive line coach. Well, remember
Charles Cross is the heavyweight champion of the first practice.
He was for that day. Julian Love got it twice.
I love that. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Julian Love is not how's he a heavyweight? He's a cruiserweight. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Thank God they extended him. I mean, they didn't wait for any drama. They went ahead and extended him, which was fantastic. Because I think he's going to be a great fit in McDonald's defense.
Oh my God, yeah, for sure.
Daryl Taylor I haven't heard anything about Daryl Taylor. I'm assuming he's still on the team. I haven't heard anything about Derek Hall.
I've seen a few things about Derek Hall though, which I haven't seen any specifics other than I've seen
other than his name is Derek Hall.
No, I've seen two different reporters, Greg Bell and I don't know if it was Condotta or someone else, but the genius Bob Condotta. And it might not have been him, but it's like Bell was one of the writers who said, Hall's looked great. Like it was like, it really emphasized that it was like, they didn't say anything specific. Like they've given specific plays for like Cross, or they've given specific plays where, oh my God, you should see what Murphy did. And one thing I really like is like Murphy has not been unstoppable on every play, because that makes me worry about the offensive line.
Yeah.
Murphy's great. Right. But like I said, it's like he absolutely got obliterated on a couple plays, which you would hope, because again, the offensive line, I mean, the offense knows where they're going. Like the defense has to kind of, they know where they want to go, but they're not quite sure where the play is going to go. So, they still want to have to, they still have to kind of react a bit. The offense always has the advantage. So they should win some of those battles. So I'm glad to see that they are at least winning some of those battles against Murphy. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to piggyback on what you're saying. You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens with Oluwatimi and Connor Williams, because that's going to be a center battle. And it seems like if Connor Williams can play, it seems like it, no offense to Olu, but it seems like it should be Williams, because he's proven he can do it at a high level.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially the last 2 years, but he's exactly. not playing yet. But and I don't know how much I know Murphy's gone up against Nick Harris and just obliterated him several times, but yeah, you're right. I mean, it's like you don't want, it's great for one side to look great, but you don't want to be so dominant that it's like when they get in the games,
and then you start worrying. Yeah. Which is interesting, because like they said, the first day camp offense won, but then when they ran that, the mystery drill, right, as McDonald said, is like, okay, you guys don't know what's coming up. It's like, so here you are. Boom.
Yeah. Sponsored by McDonald's.
First down, you're at the 15-yard line. It's like, score. Like, and they got stoned by the defense, which is, you know, you kind of would hope that they would score with four tries. But at the same time, it's nice to see that the defense shut them out. And it's, you know.
In a way, Seattle has been good near the goal line. That's the issue, right? The last couple of years, it's almost like, once they get close to the goal line, they can make some stands. It's everything else of the other team chewing up all the clock, which is why the offensive numbers are diminished.
Pretty sure we won't see, just because of people like Murphy and Jones deployed. Well, everybody deployed in a better fashion than what we've seen in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
So not just Murphy for sure. It'll be. We will be living in interesting times as 12s. That's for certain.
Yeah, because we really don't. I mean, even in the preseason, we don't really know what's going to happen week one. We probably won't even know until week three. I mean, they start off with two. Now, if they lose to the Broncos or Patriots, there's going to be issues. And the team could be better as the season wears on, because they're all still adapting to what's going on. But they need to win those first two games and then see what happens after that. Because then they have the Lions in week four and then the Dolphins in week three.
Right.
That'll be.
They definitely need to start off 2-0. It doesn't mean that it's over if they. Excuse me, goodness. If they don't.
If they start off 0-2. Not because.
But
it might be over if they do that.
But they've dug themselves a pretty deep hole, because neither of those teams are expected to be particularly great. And I mean, you know, if they're starting off against, I don't know, the 85 Bears, you know, and I don't know, the 2014 Seahawks, okay, then 0-2, it's not so bad. But, you know,
They were starting off with the hybrid teams. I thought they had the 85 Bears defense and then the 89-49ers offense that they were facing.
Oh, that would be tricky. Or maybe the 1944 Steagles. That would be interesting.
Steagles.
The Steagles. It's like, oh my God.
The Jason Steagles.
Oh, God. Ooh.
They're all tall and lanky.
Horrible. Horrible. Horrible feeling all over me. As if I've been forced to watch the Bear with my eyes pried open.
Like they're playing a bunch of jackhams.
Oh, Jesus. Jack Ham would have been a good quarterback.
It would have been better than Geno, because Geno sucks.
Right. Clearly.
Better
than Geno. Oh, my Lord.
That's it for our show. It just is kind of like a welcome back podcast, because we've been off for the last 16 years. Nothing much has happened in any Super Bowls. But yeah, and then we have preseason. Yes.
Although, we will get one little extra hint at what is in store, because they're going to be doing that scrimmage with the Titans, which will be pretty cool. I like the fact that they're doing that. That's I like true. That the Hawks are doing so many new, different things, you know, other than obviously different types of drills and all the rest of it. It's like, you know, starting new traditions. That's kind of how
I'm looking forward to the fights. In the preseason game against the Titans, because you would have practiced against those guys twice, and then at the preseason game, there's going to be some tempers flared up, I'm sure. The skates, the gloves come off, and then
hell breaks loose.
And next week we have a preseason game to actually discuss. It's hard to believe. And then 27th through final cut downs to 53 men or women or cats, not dogs, because cats are lower to the ground and quicker. We should talk about this real fast. Rashad Penny retiring.
Yeah. That's, I mean, I'm sad to see that because it's like the guy had so much, one of the worst words in the English language, right? Potential, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But when he was healthy and he had the right motivation, and we've talked about it several times, how apparently he just needed like a lesson. I was like, this is how you play the running back position from Adrian Peterson, because it's like, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, my complaint dinged up. And not suggesting that he was soft or any kind of like stupid crap like that, but I think he just didn't realize it's like you have to play through some serious issues, and he did. And if he was able to go after that, he played and he was phenomenal. But what shocked me the most is like he made that statement literally like the week before he showed up on the reserve retired list, as saying it's like, when I'm healthy, I'm one of the best running backs in the league. And it's like, that's, you know, it's like Simone Biles saying it's like, oh, you know, I'm the best gymnast ever. And it's like, and she said, it's like, hey, look at the world titles. It's like, that's facts. It's not cocky. And it was facts. When he was healthy, he was one of the best running backs in the league, hands down.
And he was healthy.
It's really sad to see.
Yeah. From week 13 of 2021, right, until week 4 of 2022, he had those 9 games, and he had 5 100-yard rushing games. And a lot of them were like, you know, 137 yards and up.
Yeah.
I mean, he was great. And the funny thing is, it's potential is a good word. It's more like potential is something you have before you've proven you can do anything, right? But he actually showed, as you said, he showed he could do something. He if he remained healthy all of his career, he would have been one of the best backs in the league. I mean, he's big,
hands
fast
down.
People bounce him. Yeah, it was just kind of a shame, and he seemed like a good guy too. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Anyway, that's our show.
So it's sad to see.
Yeah, sad to see. And if Rashad, if you're listening, I just want to say these heartfelt.
Why are you the worst?
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.